This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
How will good news on jobs affect debt talks?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning, I'm Steve Chiatakis. A couple of jobs reports are just out this morning, and they show an improving employment picture for the country. Payroll firm ADP said private employers added 157,000 workers in June. And the Labor Department is saying now that fewer people filed for first-time jobless claims last week. Meanwhile, jobs are likely to come up as the White House and Republicans try to find common ground on raising the federal debt limit. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is with us live with more on that. Good morning, Mitchell.
Hi, Steve.
Tell us about the progress on the debt limit talks.
Well, last month, when Republicans walked away from the talks that were led by Vice President Biden, they staked out the position that any increase in taxes was just off the table. It was spending cuts only in exchange for raising the debt ceiling. The president's been saying additional tax revenue has to be part of the mix, at least. This morning, Republican House Majority Leader Eric Cantor's saying getting rid of some tax breaks could be part of a deal, as long as it's offset by tax cuts elsewhere. The White House, meanwhile, seems to be opening the door to some cuts to Medicare and even Social Security.
How does job growth factor in here, Mitchell?
Well, Democrats have some spending plans to jumpstart job growth, more lending for construction that could boost blue-collar workers, and a payroll tax break for employers to encourage them to hire. It's called stimulus. Republicans say cut regulation to stimulate job growth, don't spend more. Paul Dales is at Capital Economics in Toronto.
There doesn't really seem to be much appetite for any more fiscal stimulus, which I think will mean that we'll see the unemployment rate fall only very gradually over the next few years.
So it's around 9% now. The Fed projects it'll only be down around 8% by the election next year, and that's higher than any other sitting president has ever been reelected with.
All right, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman. Mitchell, thanks.
You're welcome.
Let's do the numbers. Shares in Europe are higher right now, even though the European Central Bank raised interest rates a quarter of a percent today. Here at home, retailers say sales were up in June because of big summer discounts. Yesterday, the Dow added 56 points to close at 12,626. A study out today in the journal Health Affairs gives a side-by-side comparison of how states spend money on Medicaid, the government health insurance program for the poor, of course. From the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Gregory Warner tells a tale of two populous states.
So, which state do you think spends more per Medicaid patient, New York or California? Okay, time's up.
New York.
Todd Gilmer is a health economist at UC San Diego and author of today's study in health affairs. He says New York State spends 2.5 times as much, and one reason is price. The average cost of one night in a New York hospital for an adult on Medicaid is $2,100. In California, it's $1,320.
One of the reasons California spends less is they negotiate more actively with hospitals that have lower payment rates than New York.
And Gilmer says that when hospitals are paid more, they admit more patients and keep them there longer.
And that seems to be what's happening in New York. I would question whether or not New Yorkers are better off being hospitalized at a greater rate than Californians.
Hospitalization is the biggest single chunk of Medicaid spending, which makes Gilmer's next finding especially interesting. States with more primary care physicians sent fewer people to the hospital. Again, New York, not so good in this department.
New York has fewer independent primary care physicians participating in the Medicaid program.
Because as generous as New York is in paying hospitals, its compensation rates for primary care physicians are near the lowest in the country. That means more New Yorkers head for a hospital instead of a doctor's office. Of course, Gilmer's study finds that there are lots of factors that influence how Medicaid is spent from state to state. He argues, though, that most states could make a dent in hospital costs by paying primary care physicians more.
That's a really encouraging finding.
Marcia Gold is a senior fellow at the healthcare research group Mathematica. She says the healthcare reform law will raise primary care payments in 2014.
That's the hope, that if you can encourage more primary care, there might be long-term savings.
And that'll be particularly important in 2014 when Medicaid expands its eligibility requirements to allow another 17 million Americans to enroll. In Philadelphia, I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
And we have a state-by-state look at Marketplace.org.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896, AllianzUSA.com. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
The cable news network HLN got a big bump in their ratings because of this.
The Casey Anthony trial. Get full coverage every day on HLN.
The network covered the Anthony trial from top to bottom, but now the case is pretty much over. And the question is, how can HLN follow up? Sally Herships reports.
If it bleeds, it leads is cliche, but it's working for HLN. When the network broadcast the verdict, it drew 2.5 million viewers.
The question now will be, how do you keep those viewers there?
Tom Umstead is programming editor at Multichannel News.
With the ebb and flow of the news comes the ebb and flow, unfortunately, of the viewers.
Umstead says HLN used the murder case to show viewers it can cover trials much more thoroughly than other networks. But now there's not much more to cover.
I really don't see how they're going to be able to hold on to this.
Syracuse professor Roy Gutterman has been following the Anthony case. He says networks that devote gavel-to-gavel coverage of criminal trials are at the whim of the news cycle. HLN will no doubt now lose viewers, and maybe advertisers too.
I think that's the risk of advertising on a news network. You can't always have news happen.
So, Gutterman says, HLN should scour court dockets for the next big case. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And finally, Prince William and his new bride, Kate, will be in Southern California this weekend. William will play in a charity polo match Saturday. The LA Times reported William had a high-profile Beverly Hills plastic surgeon on retainer in case of an accident. Well, turns out the polo club is in charge of medical help. And besides, the plastic surgeon said he didn't expect any broken bones at a charity event with royalty present. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles on Twitter at Radio Chio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
High school kids and parents thereof, listen up. You ever wanted to work for the CIA, the FBI, maybe?
Those students need to be aware that if you want to make more money, then you have to have the type of lifestyle that will allow you to get a clearance.
I'm Kai Rizdal, Security Clearance 101, next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.